Welcome to Voice of the Public, Ranked Choice Voting. I'm Fred Martino. It is so great to be with you today, live on the radio at 90.7 FM and our translators throughout southern New Mexico and West Texas. And we are live also on Facebook. So we know a lot of folks will be sending us messages on Facebook. Anthony Moreno is at our social media center today. He'll be bringing us those questions. But we want to hear your questions on the radio. Hearing your voice is what makes radio work. And we want to hear you now at 575-646-2212. That's 575-646-2212. Joining me live in studio for the hour, she has been so gracious throughout this process. She's already done a half-hour television show with us and has been part of really an unprecedented campaign both at the county level and also here at KRWG, where we have an entire page full of information, including that television show, on our homepage at krwg.org. She is a radio veteran, in addition to being the Doña Ana County Clerk, Amanda Lopez Askin. Amanda, it is great to have you here.
Hi, Fred. Don't forget, I'm a three-time Aggie. I think you and I both got our doctorates in the same program.
We did. Yeah. I think we even work with some of the same people, yeah, as a matter of fact, so, to make it happen. And I love being an Aggie. I love being on the air with you because we share some of the same passions.
Anytime I can be here on this campus, I will always say this. I said that to you last week, and thank you last week, because I think we had a really great conversation. We took some questions from the audience during that half hour that we were doing the live television show. So thank you to KRWG. This is why public radio is so important.
Well, you know, I think it really is, and I'm excited about the fact that even if folks don't listen to the radio or watch television, that we have that ranked choice voting information at krwg.org, where they can go and read it at their own pace, watch the television show online. You have, you know, given us so much information about this. Give me a sense, you know, as we wait for calls at 646-2212, give me a sense of what the experience has been like for you, because I'm sure you get a really wide variety of questions about this, because it is something you have to wrap your head around. When we're used to doing things one way for maybe decades for some people, to all of a sudden see a new type of ballot, it is a change.
Right. I think we have to always acknowledge that change can be difficult. So for some people more than others. Anytime our office has the opportunity to do outreach to the community that is seeking guidance on anything connected to elections, anything connected to empowering them to vote, we are happy to do so. And you're right, this is an absolutely unprecedented campaign that we're doing. And part of the reason is because this is the first time that is a consolidated election. And I always start with that because this is a City of Las Cruces decision in terms of the city council decided to implement ranked choice voting and how their positions are elected. It also happened at the same time that the local Election Act happened. And so what that means is basically the municipalities like City of Las Cruces, like Hatch, Sunland Park, Anthony, and Town of Mesilla are considered municipalities, and their elections are folded into the county elections. They've chosen to do that. So that's why it seems a little different, because it is in a lot of different ways. Then add ranked choice voting, and of course that adds more of a buzz. And what I hope that means is more word is getting out, and therefore more interest. So you're right, we have received a wide variety of, I love this, I want this everywhere in New Mexico, to, I'm not sure, I don't think I like it.
Yeah, well, but the good thing about that is, for folks who say, I don't like this, good news. You don't have to change anything, right? You can go in and vote for one person, as you always have. You're not forced to do ranked choice voting. You can just vote for one person as your first choice.
Right, and I think in an ideal world, everybody would have a great understanding of ranked choice voting and the rounds that could happen, right? The instant runoff.
Right.
Because whenever I talk about ranked choice voting, I interchangeably use the term instant runoff, because that is really one of the purposes behind implementing this, is it is an instant runoff. But you're right, and that's messaging that I will continue to carry. I hope people have enough education and knowledge about the process that they want to rank as many candidates as they can put support behind.
Right. And there's the key, right? Yes. Because when you vote for someone, whether it's first choice, second choice, third choice, or beyond, you are lending support to that person. So theoretically, you could also have someone voting for just one person because they only support one person.
Correct.
They only think one person is really qualified for that particular race.
Right. And that would be, as you mentioned, and as I talked about last week, would be the more traditional way of voting, right, where I just want this candidate. I don't want to rank my ballot further. And this is what I'm going to do. So if a voter chooses to do that, that's their choice, right? It's the will of the voter that we follow, and that's their choice. I hope that they are making a decision based on just wanting that person and not showing a support for any others. Because if it should go to an instant runoff, meaning if after that first round, the more traditional round that we get the totals and none of the candidates have 50% plus one, it will go an instant runoff. And if their candidate is out of the race and they just voted for one, then their ballot stops there. It doesn't,
right,
it doesn't really, it doesn't head into the instant runoff.
Okay. Very good information. You can call us now with your questions for Doña Ana County Clerk Amanda Lopez-Askin. She's giving us all the information we need today about ranked choice voting. And we have our first caller now. Joe is calling us. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Thanks for having this opportunity. I have a question. Is there any change to the process for absentee voting? Or what's the steps on getting my mother to vote? She now lives in Rio Rancho, but is still registered here.
Ah, okay. Good question, Amanda.
Hi, Joe. Thank you for the question. So please head to our website, dacelections.com, and you can initiate an absentee ballot that way. Absentee ballots are always initiated by the voter, and that is actually an absentee ballot application. Once that application is received and the information is confirmed, then an absentee ballot is sent to the voter. And so it's a pretty simple entering information that's specific to your mom. She would do that, and then we would send her the application. Once you receive the application, then we are able to send her a ballot. So I appreciate the fact that she still wants to participate, and you're right, her ballot is based on her address. So if the address in which she is registered is still in Doña Ana County, then I hope she votes. I hope she feels empowered to get that information to get her absentee ballot.
And is there a deadline for her to vote then, different than just
or deadline for getting the application?
So you really need to have, I believe it's the Thursday before election day that we will be able to send you out by that day. So if you get it in pretty soon, she should be fine. I would say sometime in the next few weeks. Yeah, she should be fine. And if you have any issues, feel free to call our office. We have a great staff that's always excited to answer questions about elections, and that number is 647-7421. That is 647-7421. There's election staff that really are excited when people have these questions because we really want people to participate. So thank you, Joe.
Awesome. You're doing a good job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe, for calling. You can call now at 575-646-2212. That's 575-646-2212 for your questions for Doña Ana County Clerk Amanda Lopez-Askin. She's telling us all about ranked choice voting as we get ready for this change in the city of Las Cruces. The Las Cruces municipal election has ranked choice voting, which means if there are more than two candidates in a race, we have that in some council races, so there are more than two. We have it in our mayoral race, where there are 10 candidates. It will give folks the chance to do ranked choice voting if they so choose. So, Amanda, we yesterday, as a matter of fact, taped the Las Cruces Mayoral Forum, which is already online on our YouTube channel, and it will air tonight at 7 o'clock on KRWG-TV, and all 10 candidates showed up.
Excellent.
So I was very pleased with that. So folks will get a taste of their positions on a number of issues, And we partnered with the League of Women Voters of Southern New Mexico, PFLAG, and NAACP on that. We're doing that as well with the council races next week. And we know that a number of candidates in each race are scheduled to join us. Hopefully all of them when push comes to shove next week. But that's another important point that I know you're a major advocate for, which is voter education. This is part of that, what we're doing today.
Right. So I think that really speaks to the partnership that CareWG and the Doniana County Clerk's Office has developed, because we have come here as much as we can to offer education and outreach. One of the things I want to make sure that your listeners head to nmvote.org. They can get their up-to-date information on how they're registered in terms of their address. They can also get a sample ballot there if they're curious as to what specific area they live in. Now, keep in mind, I live in the county. I live outside of the city limits. Therefore, I will not see a ranked choice voting ballot. However, my deputy chief, Lindsay, lives within the city limits, and she will. So I've had some interest from outside of the Las Cruces area calling me about ranked choice voting, what's going on. I'm concerned. I haven't heard anything in my community, and that's because it doesn't apply to any races besides the city of Las Cruces, city council, mayoral, as well as the presiding municipal judge.
Right.
Now and then, the presiding municipal judge, actually, it doesn't apply because there's two candidates. One of the councilor races, it does not apply to because there's two candidates.
Just two
and
candidates.
That's a natural. Whoever gets 50% plus one will obviously be the winner. So there's no need for a ranked choice voting within those races.
That website, again, is nmvote.org, correct?
O-R-G. And you can always head to dacelections.com. And just quickly, to clarify for Joe, who earlier asked about absentee ballots, so the Thursday before the election, we need to have your application by.
In hand.
Yes. And we also, and of course, everything's a little electronic, but keep in mind, election day, we need to have your absentee ballot by 7 o'clock.
Okay. So, very good information. And this is Amanda Lopez Askin. She is the Doniana County Clerk. She's answering your questions. You can call now at 646-2212. Our next caller is on the line. It's Antonio. Hello, Antonio.
Good afternoon.
Great to have you here.
Thank you. I'm a former state legislator, and there have been a lot of people that have no idea what ranked voting is. The public education has fallen really short.
Yeah, that's why we're doing this show today. We did a television show. We have information online. And I know the county clerk has been at events in person all over the community.
No, I appreciate
and so it really is important to get the word out there. We couldn't agree with you more. What's your question, Antonio?
Madam Clerk, if you could please give me a definition of ranked voting and what it means to achieve.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Antonio, for that question. We really appreciate it. And Amanda, let's do the 101. Let's do the basics on this. We covered two very important aspects, which are that it only applies if there are more than two candidates in a race, and no one gets more than 50% of the vote, and more can just be one more vote than 50%. That's when it kicks in in the city of Las Cruces election.
So let's talk about it. And Antonio, thank you for your question, and thank you for your service to the state of New Mexico. I know public service can often be a challenging way to live your life, so I appreciate you. I appreciate you for sure. And so let's kind of circle back to the basics, right? And so what is ranked choice voting? Ranked choice voting, in my opinion, should always interchangeably be also called instant runoff. Voters tend to be more comfortable with the term instant runoff because they may have participated in a runoff election when they voted before. So what it is the initial way you vote is the same, and that's why we're here, right? So I think my chief deputy, Lindsay Bachman, and I have partnered with other people in the community, but we've probably done, at this point, 25 to 30 community educations, and I call it the ripple effect. And so I hope that with Antonio listening to this answer, that if he has friends and neighbors that are asking the question, what is ranked choice voting, and he can say, actually, it's also called instant runoff. And what's that? What that means is you walk into the ballot box like you would any given time you're voting, and you vote for your winner. You pick the winner that you would like to win the race. And then I hope you continue to rank your ballots in or rank your ballot in order of preference. You rank the candidates that you want to put any level of support behind. So if there's a candidate you think would be perfect for the job and shares your values and goals for your community, then you rank them number one. If there's a candidate that mostly shares it, you might rank them number two. Then you go to candidate number three. Maybe they're kind of on par with number two, and so you can rank them number three on down the ballot.
Yeah, and I think to in service of Antonio's question, because Amanda, I've gotten these questions, and I know you have too, then we need to explain to folks, how does this work if it goes into effect? So the easiest way to understand that is if you have three people in a race, and no one candidate gets more than 50% of the vote, then the ranked choice process goes into effect. So what happens is that person who came in third, the person who had the fewest number of votes, if that all of the folks who voted for that person as their number one choice, if they had a number two choice, someone they could live with, then that vote goes to that person. And then hopefully, we don't have to go through multiple rounds, hopefully then we find out we got a majority winner.
And I think it's, when you mention three candidates, it's a lot easier to understand.
Yeah.
When we start talking about 10, that's when there may be some clarification that's needed. And so keep in mind that we call them rounds. So first round is the initial results. Did any candidate get 50% plus one of the vote? If they did not, then it does go into a second round. And then after the second round, and we get those results of the candidate that's eliminated, and those voters have voted for a second or for their next one, those are redistributed, right?
Correct.
Those are distributed to who they voted for.
Correct.
And that's a round, right? That just that next vote, not the subsequent ones, 3, 4, 5, those aren't all. It's just that next second ranking. We'll call it second because we're talking about second round. And then we say, okay, does anybody have 50% plus one of the vote? And if they do not, then we go to the third, the candidates eliminated with the lowest amount of votes, and then their next choice is redistributed among the remaining candidates. But let's say at two, we go into round two, and somebody did receive 50% plus one of the vote, then it stops. The race stops, and somebody is declared a winner because they received 50% plus one of the vote. I had a question from somebody that said, I'm confused, this is not a democratic process, what about, you know, kind of put some examples at. She goes, so, you know, where I came from, we had a candidate, sometimes they win by 29% of the vote. And I said, what that means is 70% of the voters did not support that candidate.
Mm.
So that is not a majority of a community supporting a candidate. And that's what ranked choice voting does when it goes into an instant runoff.
Absolutely. 646-2212. That's the number to call with your questions for Doniana County Clerk Amanda Lopez Askin. She's answering questions today until 2 o'clock about ranked choice voting. And Amanda, you know, we should mention we're not the first to do this. Santa Fe has already done this. And in their mayoral election, ranked choice voting was used, and it was needed because there were several rounds of runoffs, as I understand it, before a mayor was actually eventually chosen, right?
Now, if memory serves me correctly, I think it was three rounds. I'd have
three
to
rounds,
circle
yeah.
back.
A couple rounds. We knew it was more than one. Let's put it that way, right?
But I will say, I actually called the city clerk of Santa Fe because she is the only person in the state of New Mexico to this point who has administered an election connected to ranked choice voting. So I definitely had some, what are your thoughts? Can you tell me what that looked like for you? What are the questions you fielded even election night, et cetera? So I think we're getting a good comprehensive view of what it's going to be like. But ultimately, the night of, we're excited as well because it is something that is new for our community. And you're right, there have been other places that have done this for years. I believe there is a community in Massachusetts that has used ranked choice voting for near 100 years. There's places in California. Maine is actually, I believe, using it for their primary this year.
Yeah.
So it is becoming something that is more common. I believe we are the 14th municipality to implement it, and Albuquerque has talked about it and may consider it soon.
Yeah. So if you have a question, again, it's 575-646-2212. That's 646-2212. If you're a little shy and you don't want to go on the radio, that's fine. We're on Facebook Live today, and we want to put Anthony Moreno to work. He's back there waiting for questions to come in on Facebook Live, so we can definitely do that. And he will be excited to go on the air with us and pass along your questions. He's just waiting on Facebook, so Anthony is ready to talk to us. Amanda, you know, one of the things that I find so encouraging about this process is that everywhere I go, people are talking about the election. So we hope, in fact, voter turnout will be higher as a result of all of this interest, because it's amazing to me that, you know, I remember in the last municipal election, I think voter turnout was, I think it was around 20%. Do you remember? Even a little less than that, right?
Maybe 10.
10%. Yes. Oh, I didn't know it was that much less. Anyway, I remember one year it went up a little bit, but it was still below one in five. So the turnout is so low. And this is another thing that really is important to talk about when you talk about ranked choice voting, because if you don't have ranked choice voting and you're forced to go to a runoff, runoff elections almost always have even lower turnout than the first election. So we end up disenfranchising so many people in such an important election. We got council, we got school board, we've got mayor. It's just amazing.
So Tuesday, we had our event celebrating democracy at Doniana County, which punctuated the first day of early voting at the Government Center off of Motel Boulevard. So if you are a resident of Doniana County and you just happen to be around, please head over to Early Vote. We would love to see you. But during that time, we did talk to local officials about the importance of local government and how it actually plays out in their lives, whether it's an ordinance or something that a city council is putting support behind, or even a school board, right? So these things affect us, and we don't realize it until we start asking questions. So yes, local elections have historically not had great turnout. So between consolidating elections, which is what the Local Election Act in 2018 did, House Bill 98, and ranked choice voting, it is creating a buzz. It is creating questions. And in the hallway today, I left my office to run to the ladies' room, and I had somebody walk in and say, and I knew what he was going to ask, but anytime, even in the hallway, we're happy to give that information, but it's creating that. He's like, I'm going to get my sample ballot. It's creating that buzz that we hope means amazing turnout. And you're right, runoff elections, the turnout is really, really dismal. Mm-hmm. And that is not necessarily what democracy and participation in the process is about, right? So people think, oh, I've already voted in November. Why do I have to come back in 45 days? And so they probably won't. And, you know, if you look at the turnout, they generally don't. It's not good at all. Yeah. So this eliminates that. It saves money. It hopefully creates a buzz connected to the election. The consolidation means that every first Tuesday after the first Monday, we will have an election in New Mexico. There's no doubt. You're not going to see a random school board election in February, a random municipality in Doniana County in March. We are voting the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November every single year from now on. And that's great for voters. That's great for our community, because that means the collective voices of our community are heard through our votes. And so we're hoping for that continual increase, especially in municipalities. But 2020 is going to be a big year as well. So we are, you know, it's all coming together.
Yeah. And hopefully that's a great point. Hopefully more and more people will get out there and will register to vote, not only for this election, but to get ready for 2020, because we have an entire year of education to do in an election that will be so critical for the entire country with a presidential election, and also very critical for New Mexico as we have an open Senate seat. We will have a primary election for Senate. We already know that because we have multiple Democrats running for Tom Udall's U.S. Senate seat. We will have the Senate race, congressional races. We will have state Senate races. So a lot will be, you'll be busy next year too, won't you, Amanda?
Well, we were
just
joking.
A little,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we were joking with the consolidation. I think previous clerks prior to me have had a little bit of downtime just to get ready. But now that the consolidation is happening and we're administering every of the municipalities in, as well as the others, in November, there really is no off time at the county clerk's office.
Yeah.
So you're keeping us busy.
Amanda, we have a question on... that came in on the phone, but the guest caller did not want to be on the air. Kelly had a question. She wanted to pass this on. Again, she didn't want to be on the air, but she said that we need to have an understanding of the implications for a candidate being voted in last place and how that has an effect in ranked choice voting, if you can address that.
Okay, so I can talk about the process and maybe that'll answer it, because I wish I had a understanding of what implications she was meaning, but maybe we can work through it and we'll come up with what she was thinking.
Yeah.
So you talked about the example with three candidates. Let's say we'll do five. And so again, you walk in, you vote like you always have in terms of you pick your winner, but you rank your ballot, hopefully. Let's say we have five, right? So you dug. So somebody is going to end up on the bottom. That's just how elections work. It's not always pretty and you don't always like it, but there is going to be a candidate has the least amount of votes and that candidate is eliminated. So if you voted for that candidate that was eliminated, Fred, you decided to rank all five. That means your next vote would be distributed to the remaining four.
Right.
And let's say we went to another round and the other candidate was eliminated. So the remaining ballots, the next ones are redistributed to the remaining candidates.
Yeah, and we've got to be clear on this too. This is something I didn't understand until you and I began this process together.
It helps to talk about
of education.
Have to work it
yeah,
out.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Was you can't go in and well you can, but it won't have the effect maybe that you think it's going to. If you go in and you vote someone in first choice, second choice, and 10th choice.
Right.
In fact, you've only voted for three people. That person that you put in as your 10th choice becomes your third choice, right?
Right. So ranking a candidate in any way puts support behind them.
Yes.
So if you are adamantly opposed to a candidate and are not considering them, you should not rank them at all, because any ranking is technically, should it go to X amount of round, will be considered a vote.
Okay, very important. Yes, when you vote for someone, you are giving them support. So we want to make sure that folks understand that when they go in and do ranked choice voting, you're not hurting people by ranking them lower. You are only helping them. So this is a good way. I've talked about that with a couple of people and that it really helped them understand it. We do have another caller on the line now joining us, Jack. Hi, Jack.
Howdy.
Yeah, your question for Amanda.
Well, it's not really a question. It was in the 90s, I was active in the Green Party.
Okay.
And every time you tried to talk to someone you thought might vote for you, people would tell you, well, if we vote for you, that takes a vote away from Gore. That was who was running for president at the time. And we don't want the Republicans to win, therefore we can't vote for the Greens. So those of us who get into third parties
This is actually really benefits them, Jack. So I appreciate your question. So, or your comment. Your comment is you were involved in the Green Party many years ago in the 90s, and you may have been trying to gather support for a certain candidate that was within the Green Party. And see, people would tell you, I may support you on some level, but I can't vote for you because I have to give my vote to, because that's called splitting the vote, right? So actually, ranked choice voting is a perfect solution to that, because you can cast a vote for a candidate that you put support behind. So for example, if my best friend was running for something and they were new to politics, and maybe, they entered the race late and they didn't necessarily have a lot of support, but I really wanted to vote for my best friend because I really believed in them, but I probably knew they might not win. I'm able to actually vote for that person, number one, my best friend, and let's say rank my ballot the rest of the way and other candidates I put support behind. So your comment is, I think, a reflection of one of the reasons ranked choice voting eliminates that splitting of the vote. So thank you for your comment.
Got it.
All right. Thanks so much. We really appreciate that. We're going to go to another caller right now. We also have, we had a caller and the caller was dropped. But they got impatient. That's what happened, I guess,
Amanda. Live radio.
And
right?
That happens. We're live. That's right. So if you have a question, it's a good time to call in at 646-2212. That's 646-2212. Anthony Moreno is at our social media desk. He has been trying to engage people there to ask questions. And so far, he tells me he has a comment. Is that right, Anthony?
That is correct. Well, we have some interesting emojis also.
But, I hope they're good ones.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're mostly good, I should say. But we do have a comment from somebody who is interested in knowing more about election return coverage right here on KRWG Public Media.
Are you guys me working all night, Fred? On election night, is that what you're...
Absolutely. Well, and we haven't told you this yet, Amanda, but we're going to have you back after the election to parse through how this all went with ranked choice voting. We're going to do a TV show together.
Sure.
So you're in. I'm glad you're in. You know, it brings to the point that we want to say thank you to the Thornburg Foundation, because the Thornburg Foundation has provided funding for this program today and this education campaign. It's very important. And they actually also got behind a policy brief that we're going to be posting on our Ranked Choice Voter Information Center at KRWG.org from the group New Mexico First. And it has all of the things we've talked about already in the last 40 minutes and a whole lot more, too. We're gonna go now. Thank you, Anthony, for that. We appreciate it. We'll go back to you shortly. We're going to go now to another caller. Kathleen joins us live. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi there.
Hi, your question? Hello?
Yes. One second. Let me go off the speakerphone. Okay, the question is, I'm trying to understand at the beginning of the program, Amanda said that if you only vote for one person, then your vote doesn't go into the second round. Is that right? Or you just can only add to the second round? I don't quite understand.
Amanda, I'll let you address that.
In other words,
Hi, Kathleen. Thank you for your question and your interest. I'm sure many people, you know, the great thing about questions is the likelihood that other people have those questions and maybe kind of focused on that and said, wait a minute, I need more clarification is large. So I appreciate you calling in and asking that. So I would like for you to think for a second about a traditional way that you have voted. And that is your first round. So if you're walking into a polling location and you cast your ballot in a traditional way, you cast one vote for the person that you're voting for and you leave.
Right.
So that is the equivalent to ranking one candidate on your ballot. The difference between that and ranking a second candidate, when you can put support behind or however many you choose to, is you think about it as almost a separate election, that you have come back after there's already been one eliminated and you're making another decision about who you like next best.
So when you say, but when you said earlier your first vote wouldn't count, I got kind of confused by that. It's like, what happens with your first choice?
Oh, okay. If your candidate is still, if your candidate is still in the race, your first vote is carried. It stays with the candidate.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. So it's not your first vote, assuming your candidate is still in the race, it stays as a ranking for your candidate and doesn't move unless that candidate is eliminated and then your second choice comes into, or your next choice comes into play. Because let's say you have a candidate and it goes into six rounds, you could have a candidate that stays on top until the fifth round, and if they're the third round, and if they're eliminated, then they'd go to your next ranking and distribute that.
So, but the way I would understand it then, if there's really one candidate that you want, then that candidate would go in, and they stay in the race, then that candidate would go with all three or four rounds as your first choice. Right?
Yes, assuming that they're staying in the race, yes. It's not redistributed. The only way a vote is redistributed if a candidate is eliminated.
And then what happens?
Then the next ranking is distributed among the remaining candidates, those who chose to do a second ranking, let's say, or
so
a third
your
ranking.
Your first candidate gets knocked out, and then your second candidate becomes your first choice.
Pretty much, yes.
There you go.
There you go.
Kathleen, thanks so much. That's
if your first candidate stays in the race, it continues to be your first choice.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, that was what was a little unclear.
All right.
About that. What happens with your first choice?
Okay, and I'll be sure when I talk about it in the future to make sure that people understand this. So I appreciate your question, Kathleen. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Kathleen. We appreciate it. 646-2212. That's 646-2212. And we're going to go to another caller now. We have who's been patiently waiting for us. Greg has been on hold. Greg, your question.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You may actually have answered the question with this last caller, but let me tell you what I was thinking about or wondering about. Kathleen, when you were talking about your best friend running, who actually didn't, so you voted for your best friend, and then that person lost, your second vote would then go, in the second round, your vote would go to the candidate that you ranked as number two.
That's right.
Yes, Greg.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, there it is. I think you've answered it. I'm understanding it better.
All right.
Actually,
it's working.
Let me say this. I'm excited about this because, like in the case of the gentleman who wanted to vote for the Green Party, but realized that the likelihood that person wouldn't win, probably voted as his number two choice a person that he really would like to have. So when the Green candidate lost, he could still salvage his vote for the second choice person that he really did support, who had a better chance of winning.
And I think you make the point. I think you make the point very well, Greg. That's very true. And I'm glad Kathleen asked that question and clarified it both for you and for her, and hopefully others that are listening.
And the real advantage of this is you don't have to come back for a runoff vote.
Absolutely.
That's right.
What's the downside? Everything is positive in that situation.
You know, I read it. Thank you, Greg. I read an interesting op-ed about a month ago in the local newspaper, and they did talk about that they're looking for the downside, and this particular author could not necessarily find one, other than there may be, change is hard. We've talked about that at the beginning, and I've said that in understanding to people who have expressed that they want it kind of the old way. And so what I say to them is, it really is. There is a traditional way that you can vote, but I hope you maximize the choices that you have and you put support behind candidates that you believe would do a good job on some level or another. And I say, like, again, any ranking is support. And maybe we can talk about election night, you know, what that's going to look like for you all. But I know it's going to look like for us because we're
going to
be very
real briefly, Anthony Moreno, who's at the social media desk, we're going to try to go back to him again before the show runs over. He said that the person who made a comment on social media on our Facebook Live broadcast wanted to know how you're going to cover election results on election night, the return coverage. Mm-hmm.
So the Secretary of State's office, again, will house the results. There will be a link from dacelections.com that you can refresh 100 times like I think people who watch elections do. And so that will be, again, your source of information. And those will be unofficial results until they're certified by the Secretary of State's office, which happens at the end of November. There is a whole canvas, otherwise known as a post-election audit, that we have to go through and make sure that we, you know, dot our I's and cross our T's connected to.
And sometimes you even have to count absentee ballots too, right?
That is true.
You remember that, don't you? You wake up in the middle of the night sometimes thinking about that.
You're just so funny.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't funny at the time, I'm sure. But we can always, no matter what it is, we can laugh many months and years later.
I'm very proud that Doñana County came out and voted in the numbers that they did in 2018. And I hope that just gets better and better.
And it emphasized that every vote counts and that every vote is important and we need everybody to vote.
Thank you, Fred. And I did get quite a few comments after the election, even on social media. And other areas. But one of the things I was continually happy to read was somebody saying, I'm so glad I voted absentee for the first time this year. And I was so concerned, but that, you know, maybe it wasn't going to count and it didn't really matter. But knowing that we did our due diligence really reassured this many particular people that did it for the first time.
And what a way to start the job, right?
I was a few weeks.
Trial by fire, is that what you call it?
Yeah, well, I've heard that phrase, but I feel prepared moving forward in any environment to take on. And I'm lucky because at the end of the day, I'm fortunate to lead an amazing team at the Doñana County Clerk's Office that every day works so hard to make sure that we do our best for voters in Doñana County.
Okay.
So, also, and hopefully you can link election results to your site.
Because we will.
It seems like you have got here like our partner.
And we'll be live on the air. We'll be live on the air with breaks during music.
Excellent.
In between the results. Julie is holding. Hi, Julie, your question.
Hi. My question is, the way that I understand this, if you do not rank at voting time, there will not be a second chance if there is a runoff.
Correct.
To vote for your second pick.
That is correct.
Correct.
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah, because it's an instant runoff. So you make that choice, right, Amanda, at that time. If you can support someone as a second choice, you do it in the election.
Well, I think
do it in the election.
Yes, ma'am.
There will not be a runoff.
No, there will not be a runoff. And I will say this, on Tuesday, we had quite a few people at the government center. It was the first day of early voting. We had a kind of a fun event outside. And I had people that were there on site and said, you know, I still have to do my research. So the League of Women Voters comes out with a great comprehensive guide. It's a nonpartisan group that offers information and responses from candidates. So we always encourage voter education and to figure out where your values, where your thoughts about our community leading forward are, and connect to a candidate or candidates, hopefully, that that you have some overlap with. You know, maybe a little, maybe a lot, but hopefully you rank your ballot as much as you can, and that maximizes it for any potential runoffs within that.
So it would be important to do it at the election day.
There will not be another opportunity. Correct.
Yeah. If you have a second candidate in mind.
Correct. And we have a ballot on demand system in New Mexico. So your particular ballot is specific for you. You see it one time. You're going to complete it then. Hopefully you will, like you talked about, look into what candidates you can support, and you will rank as many as you can. And that could be 10. And I hope it is as many as, you know, you can put support behind. So thank you for your comment and question.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Julie. We really appreciate your call. I expected some of these calls that have come in today to talk about this because it is a new way of people thinking about something that we've done for a long time. And, you know, I appreciated that when you did the story with Michael Hernandez that we aired in our ranked choice voting television show, mentioning that this is an instant runoff. That is what ranked choice voting is. It is an interchangeable with an instant runoff. So it gives people the ability to do that, to make a second choice or a third choice, or even, as you point out, possibly up to 10 choices in our mayoral election at the time that they vote.
Right. And I think you doing, these mayoral kind of forums, those are happening all over the community. They're on social media. You can connect to candidates' websites. You can, again, this is why it's important to look at your sample ballot, because there's also questions, bond questions that are coming up, and to see there's school board. So it's not just about the city of Las Cruces. There are other things on the ballot. So that's why it's great, because you can get a sample ballot and figure out what is on yours so you can make some decisions. So I definitely appreciate the idea of using the idea of an instant runoff because that resonates with people and they're familiar with that term.
We only have about 7 minutes left. So if you've had a question, you need to call now or go on to Facebook Live and type your question now. 646-2212. That's 646-2212. And as we wait for another caller or a Facebook question, I'm going to challenge Anthony Moreno, because I want to go back to him at least one more time. So we're going to ask him to give us one of his questions. If he doesn't get any on Facebook, I'm putting him on the spot. But I know he has to have a question about ranked choice voting for you, Amanda. You know, I ask you a bunch of questions that came in for our television show by email, because we promoted ranked choice voting on our television show. We promoted it for a couple of weeks before it aired. And I was looking through to see if there was anything that we didn't go through on the radio yet that I asked you on the television show. And there is, actually. One of the things that people, I think, are concerned about, and this show illustrates that with some folks having still some confusion about ranked choice voting, and knowing that typically about half of people vote on election day, they don't take advantage of the early voting. What preparations are being made in terms of this if we have a little longer lines, that maybe people are spending a little more time in the voting booth and it results in some longer lines on election day?
Well, if they're listening to you here on this show, I hope that means that they have access to a variety of resources that will give them some great information. There's YouTube videos that are ranked choice voting specific, and actually some really humorous ones that really kind of bring home the point. They use examples. They use a lot of different ways that people learn to help people understand. So also, if a voter requests assistance at the site, we can offer a poll worker to give them a very basic neutral instructions. It will also be on the ballot in terms of the ranking. We rank things every day. We rank things normally in our life that we prefer, whether it be, a movie or something, an ice cream or whatever. We rank things all the time. It's just to separate those kind of things that don't seem to be very consequential to this very important, serious vote. It can be maybe somewhat daunting, but I believe that we're doing our due diligence to do what we can to educate the community, offer them information as much as we can. You can always call our office. We're happy to talk to any of our voters in Doñana County to offer them information.
Okay.
And we're open to also feedback and input. And we've heard some feedback and input that we have implemented connected to some of the way that we've done our education. And, we will do our best for the voters in Doñana County.
All right. We do have a chance to, before the show ends, go back to the social media desk and our Morning Edition anchor, Anthony Moreno. I know you've been getting a lot of likes on Facebook there, but not a lot of questions today, but we put you on the spot. What's your question, Anthony?
Well, I did have a question that about election night, but you addressed that, Fred. So I want to ask you a little bit about staffing. You know, I know that you mentioned that when we had this conversation directly after the election, that outreach and or staffing issues were a problem within the office. How do you feel that is going to be 1 month from now?
Well, I will tell you something that happened immediately after the election of November 2018 is we went full force in getting the county clerk's office fully staffed, and we are there. Additionally, we did targeted poll worker recruitment where we started early and we kept our posting up, and we received a lot of great poll workers, election workers that we're going to start training with. So those were some, kind of the, I think, the gaps that you're talking about connected to internal staffing, poll workers, which I call external staffing, as well as we've hired a communication coordinator that will offer information throughout the night and keep that communication going. So election night will be handled differently this year and better in terms of what we're up-to-date information and what we're offering. And we're very fortunate to be fully staffed or nearly fully staffed at this point. So that's where we're at in staffing.
What are some things you think that voters need to consider before they even walk into the poll? Maybe some things they need to consider right now before Election Day, before they walk into the poll.
Sure, Anthony, that's a great question. Head to nmvote.org. Look at your sample ballot. Look at what's going to be on your the races that you're going to be voting on. And that way you walk in and you feel empowered, you feel informed, and you feel like you're going to make the best decision from your perspective. And so that is like the biggest thing that I can and offer, as well as share that information with your friends and neighbors. If you learned something about ranked choice voting today or the election in general today that you think would be important for your friends and neighbors to know, please offer them the information, because the ripple effect of doing community education is really important. And so although your friends or neighbors may not be listening, and you are part of us in terms of getting the word out. So
last question, do you know of any research and examples with ranked choice voting that really gives us a timeline of how long it really takes a general public of voters to really get a full grasp and understanding of this type of electoral process?
Sure, I can refer to the city of Santa Fe, Anthony. They did some post-election surveys with voters who left the polls right after they voted in a ranked choice. And I believe 92% of the voters said that they understood. I want to say well over 80%. I think about 60 to 65% ranked their entire ballot. So that said to us that they understood. They seem to like it overall. I think that they're moving forward with it again this year. And so we'll see how it goes for them. But overall, voters seem to be pleased with the idea of not splitting the vote and being able to participate in instant runoff.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thanks so much, Anthony. We appreciate it. Anthony Moreno, our Morning Edition anchor at the social media desk today. We thank all the folks who watched on Facebook Live. And for those of you who gave us your likes, we love it. We absolutely love
yes,
it. Make
we
sure
do.
You, you love it too, don't
I
you?
Do,
on the
do.
Doniana County Facebook page as well for the Doniana County Clerk's Office. Amanda Lopez Askin has been joining us. And
I feel like I work here now.
Yeah, well, that's good, because you're going to be back for the the post-election show on television, where we talk about what you learned
sure.
from the election and ranked choice voting as we approach 2 o'clock for classical music and intermezzo. We did get a request by phone. Someone who did not want to be on the air wanted you to repeat the phone number for
sure.
election information.
Sure, it's 575-647-7421. That is 647-7421. I have a history in radio, so I tend to talk very fast because time is money.
That's right. Amanda Lopez Askin, she is the Doniana County Clerk, and she has been joining us today for this program, Voice of the Public, Ranked Choice Voting. And Amanda, we will look for you coming up after the election. Probably we'll give you about a month so we can actually.
You're very generous.
Well, we're going to dig into the data and we want to get the information about how many people voted, how many people actually used ranked choice voting, how many people only voted for one person as they normally can. And Leora Zeitlin is coming up with Intermezzo after NPR News. Amanda, we thank you so much because this is really about community education, and it's so important.
Thank you, and thank you for all the work that you do, and I look forward to a couple months from now.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. And we want to thank the Thornburg Foundation as well for providing funding for this educational effort. That education continues online at krwg.org. We have an entire ranked choice voting section online there. For all of us at KRWG News, I'm Fred Martino. Thanks.